朋友们大家好，这里是可可英语 I am Nauting。
I've just bitten my tongue. Are we poisonous? The young snake asked his mother.
Yes, dear, she replied. Why do you ask?
'Cause I've just bitten my tongue.
一条关于年幼的蛇和他母亲的对话。
I've just bitten my tongue.
我刚咬破了自己的舌头。这是标题。
Are we poisonous?
我们有毒吗？
Poisonous
做形容词为有毒的、恶毒的、有恶意的、有害的。
This medicine is poisonous if taken in large quantities.
这种药若服用过量是有害的。
He has unique skills in catching poisonous snake.
他捉毒蛇有绝招。
The young snake asked his mother.
一个年幼的蛇问他的母亲。
Yes, dear.
母亲回答说，是的，亲爱的。
Why do you ask?
你问这个干什么？我们来看一个非常简单的单词 snake， 它是蛇的意思，做名词的时候也可以表示艰险卑劣的人。
That snake in the grass reported me to the teacher.
那个口腹蜜饯的家伙到老师那里告了我一状。下面我们来看一个跟 snake 长得很像的单词 snack。
Snack
是快餐、小吃、点心的意思。
He ate a snack before resuming work.
他吃了一份快餐而后继续工作。
Back to the passage. 'Cause I've just bitten my tongue.
因为我刚刚咬破了自己的舌头。
Have just bitten my tongue.
它是一个现在完成时，非常简单。那么今天我们就来拓展一下，简单的学习一下情态动词加不定式的完成时，表示对发生过的事做某种猜测或推测。首先我们看到 must have done 可用来对某件过去的事情做肯定的推测，表示一定已经、想必已经做过某事，用于肯定的陈述句中。而在否定句中我们要用 can't have done。
She must have received the parcel. I sent it by registered post.
她一定已经收到包裹了，我是用挂号寄的。第二种我们来看 may have done, might have done, could have done 可能做过某事。那么就语气而言，could have done 所表的可能性会更小一些。
He may or might or could have left by 9.
他可能9点之前已经走了。最后来看到 should have done or ought to have done 表示本该做某事，但实际上却没有做。
I should or ought to have left London before 9, but I didn't.
我本该在9点之前离开伦敦，但是我没有。
Okay, self-check. I've just bitten my tongue. Are we poisonous? The young snake asked his mother.
Yes, dear, she replied. Why do you ask?
'Cause I've just bitten my tongue.